This is Dr. Singham dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Last name is Cogliandro, C-O-G-L-I-A-N-D-R-O. Date of birth is 8/25/1933. Date of evaluation is 5/5/2023. HPI history page, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 89 years old married female who was admitted to this facility on 4/28/2023 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital. Patient's chart indicates unspecified E. coli infection, common peripheral vascular disease, hyperlipidemia, depression, anxiety, hypertension, GERD, osteoarthritis, difficulty in walking. Patient was admitted here on duloxetine and valbutrin, which she reports taking for years. Period reports that maybe 9-10 years ago she was hospitalized post overdose on prescription medications at Botsford Hospital. Period, she reports that she was under care of psychiatrists, but lately her PCP has continued to prescribe her medications. Period, she acknowledged that she feels down sometimes for no apparent reasons, and her family is not able to understand why she feels depressed. Period, she reports that she was told that she hasn't gotten over loss of her father, who died when patient was 14 years old, at the age of 52. And reports that her mom lived up to 102 years. Next paragraph, patient's husband is 93 years old and is fairly active. Period, they've been married for 63 years. Period, patient reports she has three children, but one lives in Atlanta and one is in North Carolina and one is here. Period, she reports two grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. Her husband is a retired school teacher, and patient worked as a legal secretary. Next paragraph, review of systems. General non-reported eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal difficulty walking. Skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient psychiatric treatment was helpful, yes. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, one, at Botsford Hospital Psychiatric Unit. Prior suicide attempt, yes. By overdose on prior suicide attempt, yes. Number of attempts, one time. Methods of self-harm, overdose. Prior history of aggression or violence, no. Next paragraph, education, highest degree, 12th grade. Current occupation, retired legal secretary. Current relationship, married. Number of children, three. Next paragraph, legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, recollection form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under review of history and habits and comments, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination. Blood pressure is 179/79, pulse 60, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech, clear, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought process, intact, association, normal, perceptual disturbances, none. level of consciousness, alert, oriented to a person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal memory, recent, with a normal language, with a normal point of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, good. Next paragraph, under current medications, MAR reviewed, duloxetine 60 milligram once a day, and valbutrin SR 150 milligram twice a day. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.0. Plans continue duloxetine and valbutrin as prescribed, which she has taken for years with good response. Next paragraph, disposition. Number one, notify service of any changes of mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, these checked patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Check that information. Next paragraph, orders and procedures. 9903 or 4 under supplemental administrative. Check common side effects of SSRI, SNRI, and under risk benefit statements. Please check based on the findings of my assessment. The previously stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the primary risk noted above. This is end of dictation.